History of the town. Leaving the parking lot by the open-air museum and in Pastewnik, we begin our walk through Przeworsk and its most important historic monuments, starting with a short presentation of the town's history. Przeworsk on the River Mleczka, originally the property of Tarnowscy family, was granted its town character in 1393 by Polish King Władysław Jagiełło. It was a private town, completely dependent on its first owner, John of Tarnów, and his heirs. Located on important trading route by the road from Lviv to Krakow, the town grew rapidly and in the 15th century already had two masonry Gothic churches and a town hall. At the end of the 15th century, the town was surrounded with earth embankments and a church and order of the Holy Sepulchre Monastery were included into town's defense system. Another church and friar minor of the Observance Monastery, built in the east end of the town, also deterred enemies and gave shelter to townspeople during attacks. The town hall was located in the center of the town's market square, and there were 13 narrow streets within the embankments in 1512. The town had four suburbs: Łańcuckie, Jarosławskie, Pruchnickie, and Kańczuckie. Przeworsk in the 15th and 16th century was the second after Przemyśl county town in Przemyśl district. It was the town where the district court for gentry from Western Przemyśl district was located. The court jurisdiction covered Rzeszów, Łańcut, Przeworsk, Jarosław and Pruchnik counties. Due to numerous attacks of enemy forces, the town was fortified with new walls with three gates which were closed at night. The fortifications were maintained and defended during attacks by members of local guilds. Every guild had their tower or a section of the walls to take care of. The town also suffered from many disasters. The worst were the attacks of Tatars and Vlachs in 1388-1389, then Cossack Wars, Swedish invasion, the Confederacy of Bar. During all of them, the town was severely damaged. As time passed, it was owned by several different families: Kostkowscy, Ostrogscy, and in 1621 Lubomirscy. Przeworsk's owners always looked after the town, and not only did they give it new privileges, but also influenced Polish kings to do so. Owing to that, the town's position in the region was strong and its inhabitants prospered. The era of prosperity ended at the turn of the 17th and 18th century, the time of plagues. Brought from the east, the plague, the chickenpox and typhoid decimated the town's population. In 1772, with the first partition of Poland, Przeworsk became part of Austrian Empire and a seat of Austrian local government. During the partition, Przeworsk continued to decline. Located behind the town hall, St. Catherine's Church and town gates were demolished. On top of all that, in 1839, the town was hit by cholera epidemic brought by Russian troops coming back from Hungary. The town of Przeworsk stopped being a private city and became a free royal town in Kingdom of Galicia and Lodomeria of district law from 1862. The year 1867 brought autonomy and the introduction of many civil liberties. At those times, Galicia was the least urbanized part of post-partition Poland, and Przeworsk was very similar to the Galician towns from the second half of the 19th century. At the end of the 19th century, Przeworsk had 333 houses, most of them wooden, one-story, often located along dirt streets. The houses in the market square and its neighborhood mostly belonged to Jews. The town gained its profits mostly from small-scale craft. Despite a train station and a sugar factory located nearby in Budy Przeworskie district, the population of Przeworsk was declining. In the first decade of the 20th century, Przeworsk had only 3,200 residents. Owing to the fact that in 1922 Budy Przeworskie with its sugar factory, became a part of Przeworsk, the town found a new source of income, which was used in 1926 to build a power plant, a girls' school, a water tower by the market square, and to repair town streets and lights. The incorporation of Budy Przeworskie had another effect. This new part of the town became a kind of industrial zone with the sugar factory, refinery, Prince Lubomirski's brickyard, distillery, white spirit refinery and mechanical workshops in Podzamcze, and regular and narrow gauge railway stations. The town started to expand towards the sugar factory and the railway station. After the incorporation of the village Mokra Strona, the town gained also some agricultural areas. The old town in the 1930s was built around the market square and the main street, which in that time was Piłsudskiego Street. Shops, craft workshops, town council, town court, district government and the tax office had their seats there. There were three churches and a synagogue nearby the market square. Within the old part of the town, a boys' school, a slaughterhouse, and a town power plant were also located. The old town integrated Przeworsk. During the Second World War, the occupant did not spare Przeworsk monuments. First, the Nazis burned the synagogue and Jewish houses in Kazimierzowska Street and the rabbi's house with the library. The old courthouse was burnt and demolished. 16th century town walls were also demolished and the bells from church's towers were taken. The palace of Lubomirscy was robbed of its valuables. The Nazis took 38 boxes of artistic silverware, world-class works of art and national mementos. The occupation government decided to remove the monument of King Władysław Jagiełło and it was knocked off its pedestal. Fortunately, the sculpture was not destroyed, and the former town council members did it in town stables, where it stayed until the end of the war, to be put back in its place. Nowadays, there are several places worth seeing in Przeworsk. Przeworsk Museum and Palace and Park Complex, until 1944, the family hearth of Lubomirski family, Holy Spirit Basilica and Sanctuary of the Holy Sepulchre, the Old Order of the Holy Sepulchre Monastery, Przeworsk Town Hall and Market Square and Friars Minor of the Observance Church and Monastery.